Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Well, as you will have heard in the bulletin, the death has been announced of Aslan frontman Christy Dignam following a long illness. Christy grew up in Finglas on the north side of Dublin and began playing music in the late 1970s before forming the band that was to become Aslan. Their debut single, This Is, became a radio hit and the band were signed to EMI with their debut album, Feel No Shame, reaching number one in the Irish charts and Dignam's soaring vocals receiving critical acclaim. This is Christy and his bandmates talking about their music and the band down through the years.
These are the hands of a tired man. This is the old man's
road. We're on Carter Bridge Avenue of Finglas West. This is the road that is bread and butter down on, is it? This is a grew up here, you know. These are the hands of a tired man was my dad's hands. You know, you go hard from the welts and the feet of a punished pilgrim was my ma walking up with Crowpatrick, is it? I thought, hey, Scott doesn't want you to do that, wreck your feet, you know? And I thought a band was born a band. You know, I had no conception of somebody, you know, growing up to become a band. And that kind of instilled in me this thing that these were just ordinary people who got together and became a band. And I thought, well, if they can do it, I can do it. Honest to God, I'm not messing.
Christy has one of these voices that it's a unique voice. When you hear Christy Dignam singing, there's no one else in the world that sings like him. It's Christy Dignam.
I remember looking at her in the crib, in the Rotunda Hospital, and thinking, Jesus, how am I going to protect her in this world? I can't even make sense of it myself, you know. And I remember looking at her, just thinking of the awesome responsibility that was, and how I was going to, what was I going to do to protect her, you know? Yeah, it's a lovely song, yeah. It's the vibe about singing. It gets to the past, not what our bears can get to, you know. So I just wanted to be a singer, you know.
And back in April this year, Ryan Tuberty recorded an interview with Christy in his house to talk about Aslan, life, love and death as he entered palliative care at his home. In this clip, Christy talked about his life and spirituality.
I believe I'm spiritual. I believe we're all spiritual beings, you know, in some sense or other. So I remember there used to be an old saying when I was going to NA that religion is for people who want to go to heaven. Spirituality is for people who've been to hell. And I really identified with that, you know, because when you've had rough times, you see that the contrast is so vast that it helps you see the world in a more focused way, if you know what I mean.
Do you think about, have you been thinking about your life, what a full life you've lived so far? Do you let your mind drift into almost like a, this is your life of the mind?
Yeah.
What's jumping out?
Just fear, you know. Like, nobody wants to die, you know. And when I first got diagnosed, all I wanted was, I remember praying, there you go. I remember praying, please, just give me 10 more years, you know. Mm. And then 10 years are up now and you're kind of saying, okay, I know I only asked for 10, but you couldn't throw another 10 in there. Would you?
Who are you praying to?
I don't know. By spirit, you know, I had a friend, a Sioux Indian, and they just believed that each life was like a lesson to be learned. The more lessons you learned, the nearer you got to nirvana, until you became part of God. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that was the way. And I liked that kind of philosophy.
And that was Christy Dignam speaking to Ryan Tuberty. Well, we're joined now by two musicians and broadcasters who knew Christy, Fiacán O'Brien of the Hothouse Flowers and Paul McLoon of the Undertones. And thank you both so much for joining us this evening. Fiacán, I might come to yourself first. It's just a really, really sad day for Irish music and for Christy's many, many fans and his bandmates. But of course, above all, for his family.
Sarah, I'm only just taking it in now, you know, as I listen to his voice there. And the thought that occurs to me first is this beautiful man has now become a beautiful spirit. And I can just sort of feel him all around me at the moment. And I know that might sound a bit strange, but it brings back extraordinary memories of every single encounter that I ever had with Christy over the years. And we had many, many funny late night, early morning, broad daylight encounters, and he was always, always such great fun to be around, you know, and it's hard to think of him no longer being here, but yet he's everywhere. That's how it feels right now.
Is there any favourite memory that occurs to you today?
Well, two things stand out. I mean, I remember we used to all stay at the Columbia Hotel in London and manage the Hothouse Aslan evening we had well into the wee hours. And there was always this great banter between us all, you know, and Christy was very much at the heart of all of that. And then I remember years ago, I decided to go for singing lessons. And I went to see this man on Parnell Street called Frank Merriman, who had what he called this bel canto method. And on my very first lesson with him, he was talking about, you know, various techniques and so on. But he was also talking about who he rated as singers in contemporary music. One of them was Freddie Mercury and the other was Christy Dignam. Wow. And I just was remembering that this afternoon, that he was such a unique voice. I mean, one of the contributors in that little package that you just played there was talking about his voice, so recognizable. And he sang from the heart, like every word he said, so believable. How can I protect you from this crazy world? He really meant that, you know?
Mm-hmm. And Paul, I might bring you in on that then. His contribution to music, it's hard to understate it, really.
Oh, certainly in terms of Ireland, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just like Fiacán, I'm absolutely literally just got the news alert, the RT news alert on my phone within the last hour or so. So it's one of those things that you know that it's, sadly, we all knew that Christy only had a certain amount of time left, but when it comes, it still arrives as something of a shock, you know. And I didn't know Christy terribly well, certainly not as well as some of the other contributors that, whose voices we've heard this evening, but certainly as a singer, he made a huge impression on me. And the first time I saw him sing was actually, everybody's been talking about Slane, of course, over the last few days. And I was at the Slane that Bowie headlined in 87, and Aslan, alongside Big Country, were playing support. And that's the first time I heard him sing live. And as a kind of a hopeful or would-be singer myself, you know, I remember just being really struck by the technique that he had. I don't know how trained he was per se, but he just had a very natural, possibly just a natural born ability to sing in a very powerful tenor. And that's unusual, really. And it's unusual to hear it done well, you know, and so convincingly. And he certainly just had a natural power in his voice, not unlike Freddie Mercury from a technical perspective. I can see why that gentleman may have made a comparison, but certainly his own unique thing, obviously, and just a great, great singer. Just the power in the voice and the emotion, as you're saying there, the emotion and the for realness of it. And I think that's what really characterized him as well, even in his, you know, how he came across when he was facing up, obviously, towards the end of his life, and he just dealt with it in real way. And I think that was probably very instructive and very helpful to a lot of people who are going through that, or have, you know, loved ones who are going through a similar thing. So I think he did a lot for people there just by dealing with it in that really down to earth kind of Chris Dignam way, you know, with that sort of humor, but that sort of fatalistic thing as well. And, you know, he'll just be hugely, hugely missed, I think, on the musical map of certainly of this island and beyond. I'm sure he had a lot of fans elsewhere as well, but certainly Ireland won't be the same without him. He's an absolutely towering figure in music in this country and hugely loved, and he'll be massively missed.
Just finally then to yourself, Fiacna, and what Paul is talking about there, you know, the honesty of the man that we heard both, you know, when he was speaking in interviews, but also obviously through his music, and even, you know, his honesty and openness about addiction, his issue with addiction and illness in the last few years. Was that his power, do you think, really? His ability to just sort of, you know, speak about stuff that a lot of people maybe couldn't and sing about stuff in a way that people couldn't?
Yeah, well, he was able to get right to the emotional core of all of these things and transmit all of that back out through his songs and through his voice. And yes, he was entirely honest and authentic, I think is the word. You know, he was so real. And Paul hit the nail on the head there when he was talking about his realness. And, you know, that beautiful interview that he did with Ryan recently, you know, he was so honest. There was a fragility to it, but yet there was this huge strength to it as well, you know, and I think that strength lay in the honesty, and it's, you know, it gives us all something to think about and to learn from, you know. Well, he'll be hugely missed.
He certainly will, and our thoughts this evening are with his bandmates, as I said, but most particularly his family and friends, and thank you both very much for joining us to remember the man that was Fiacna O'Brien of the Hot House Flowers and Paul McLoone of the Undertones. Thank you very much, and we'll leave it there for this evening.